Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Katie Woodard. She is a veterinarian from Iowa State University. Welcome to Pig Health Today.
Thank you for having me.
When I was going through the program for the American Association of Swine Veterinarians meeting, I'm looking at all of these titles about PRRS and African swine fever and circovirus, and then I got to yours and I hit the brakes because it said avoiding the coverall split, how not to pig out on the road. I guess this presentation isn't about pigs, it's about the people who care for them.
That's exactly right. I think we put a lot of thought into the pigs and what they eat, and a lot of times we don't think about what we're putting into ourselves. So.
And there's a lot of irony in that, I guess.
Yes, quite a bit. We really focus in on the minutiae for the pig diet, but a lot of times we're just eating what's convenient. So.
Now, in fairness, veterinarians put in long days. After 12 or 14 hours of doing farm visits, addressing other matters that are important to swine medicine, I mean, there's got to feel some sense of entitlement to go for that big triple cheeseburger.
I think that's some of it. Some of it is also, it's convenience, right? You're putting in long days, you're spending a lot of time in a truck, on the road, and then you're just kind of looking for what's quick because you want to get home or back to the office, and a lot of times that is probably not the best choice.
Let's start with the proverbial coffee shop in any town, USA. This is where farmers and veterinarians gather to settle the world, but sometimes that food isn't always very healthy. I mean, what would be a healthy choice when you're on the road and you stop into that typical coffee shop?
So there are a few things that you can look for when you're in a place like that. Always fresh fruit's always a good option, right? You want something that's going to be filling, really that volume. So I've talked to people about that. You know, the stomach naturally has these stretch receptors. So if you fill the stomach, that triggers you to know that you're full. So looking for things that are filling, that could be oatmeals, rice, whole wheat breads, those sort of things. And then always, you can always go for any sort of vegetable because you're going to get a lot of volume there, but you're also bringing in the good nutrients for your body. So.
Well, it sounds like good advice, but not necessarily a lot of fun.
It can be fun, and I will say a lot of people will give that kickback. Well, it's not the pizza, right? It's not the cheeseburger. Your body does start to adjust as you eat a little bit healthier. Things start to taste a little bit different. So it's a slow change, but it's habits, right?
Okay, so if you're in the cafe, I mean, you have a fairly broad selection, and so it might be easy to stick to the diet, but you're driving down the highway, you pull into the local gas stop, the Casey's, the come and go, what have you, you go in for that big 20-ounce cup of coffee. You may or may not put in cream or sugar, but either way, you want something to eat. What do you find in a gas stop?
Sure. I always guide people to that cooler case. Almost every gas station has one. There's usually boiled eggs, string cheese, sometimes there's cut fruit, yogurt. That's really the safe zone in a gas station. You know, you want to stay away from the pizza, the donut case, kind of bypass those and look for that cooler case.
And then, of course, you get a little closer to the interstate, maybe closer to the university, and all of a sudden you see the Golden Arches and Subway and Chick-fil-A and KFC. What do you do there?
So that's always, I consider it a last resort, right? You can, it's a better choice to stop at the gas station and get something out of the cooler case, but if you have to pull through somewhere, you can always look for a salad, anything that's grilled. I always tell people to stay away from anything that's called crispy. Mm-hmm. It's probably a bad choice. But I'm not into deprivation, right? If you really want some French fries, order a small. So then you're actually getting some French fries, hitting that craving, but you're not eating an extra large bucket of fries. Mm-hmm.
And maybe stay away from the foot-long sub and get the six-inch one instead, or avoid that two-for-Tuesday meal deal.
Yep, right? And add veggies when you can if you're ordering a sandwich, you know, getting the volume there, but also, you know, still tasting good. And then you can always sub things out, right? You can get alternative sides. A lot of places now have apples and bananas and baked potatoes, stuff like that.
Now, all of these questions are based on the premise that you don't have any food in the pickup truck, that you're driving around looking for something to eat, or maybe it's just power of suggestion. You see the the golden arches and you gotta have that Big Mac or whatever. But you seem to advocate bringing food from home.
I do.
Why is that?
You have a lot more choices if you're packing things from home. You can also customize to your own personal taste in food. But a lot of that trouble starts to arise because it's a truck, right? You don't have a refrigerator, an oven, a microwave. So you gotta start thinking about, you know, what can you pack and how can you pack it so that it stays fresh and still edible when you're ready to eat it.
And I mean, this seems like pretty simple advice, even common sense maybe, but what stands in the way of people either getting on the diet and then sticking to it, which is probably even harder?
So it's all about being prepared. You've got to take the time either on the weekend or in the morning to actually pack some food and put some thought to it. Because if you don't take the time to get it prepped, then you don't have it. Or maybe you just threw something into your lunchbox that you didn't really want to eat anyway. And so if you don't like it, you're not going to eat it. So it really is building habits around making sure that you're packing food and preparing yourself for the day. Just like we would prepare ourselves to go to a site and look at pigs, you've really got to prepare to take care of yourself.
Now, we're at the AASV meeting, and as I said, there are all these presentations on swine diseases and so forth, and all very good ones too, but what prompted you to want to come to this meeting and give a presentation about having the vets eat healthier?
So there's always a lot of talk about personal wellness and what we can do to better ourselves. And there's some new research out there saying that we can better feed our brains. And so I got to thinking, well, you know, if we can improve the health of our brains, then we can think faster, we can think smarter. So it's something that's important not only for our physical health, but our mental health. And I wanted to really share that with the membership and get them thinking about what they're putting into their bodies, because I have a lot of friends that spend a lot of time on the road and they'll send me pictures of what they eat. And I know they can do better.
What about when you go to a big conference like this? Because here, you have so many different choices, and it's easy to go out for these late night dinners and so forth. What advice do you have for your fellow veterinarians when they go to something like AASV? How can they stay on that diet?
Sure. Meetings can be a little bit challenging, especially at break time. There's lots of cookies and sweets. But there's always an alternative. I've not been to a meeting yet where they haven't also put out either fruit or breads or granola bars. So really staying away from the, what I call like big ticket items, the big monster cookies, brownies, those sort of things. And if you really want some, have a small piece, but maybe not have the whole cookie, split it. And then making sure that you're eating throughout the day so that by the time 8, 9 o'clock rolls around, you're not just wanting to eat whatever's in front of you.
Now, we all know that labels can be a little deceptive. I mean, you can see it in the meat case, but you certainly see it on whether they be granola bars or any other snacks that claim to be healthy. What advice do you have for your fellow veterinarians to get through those claims and to really make intelligent choices?
Sure. I like to eat kind of close to nature, if you will, as minimally packaged as I can. So that's always a good option. You know, the less that's been done to it, the less that may have been added to it. But really just taking the time to turn over the box, look at the label, look at what's in it. Is there a bunch of added sugar? That's a big one, a bunch of added salt. When things are processed, you know, we add those things in so that they taste better, but it's not always the best thing for us. So really just being aware. And then, of course, of the calories that are in it. If you're looking to stay into the same size coveralls, calories become important, right?
So, obviously, when people think about diets, they do think about the coveralls and so forth. Mm-hmm. And you feel that belt getting a little tighter. Didn't I just buy these pants last month, and now I got to go out and get new ones? But, I mean, there are other benefits to dieting as well. I would imagine that, especially with veterinarians putting in long days, that there would be some benefits to them, you know, just in terms of energy and so forth.
Yep. So we see a lot of people who, as they start to think about eating better, notice that they now feel better. They can start climbing more stairs instead of taking the elevator. For a lot of people, they find that they don't get as tired in barns. There's a lot of physical work that goes into being a vet, right? You're walking barns, they're up and down, you may be picking up pigs. So you find that those things become easier. And I find that there's a degree of what we might call brain fog when I eat poorly. But I find that I'm a little bit sharper when I'm paying attention to what I'm eating.
Excellent. So no more pigging out.
No more pigging out.
Okay, very good. And it sounds like the pigs actually eat better than some of the veterinarians.
They do, a lot of times, yes.
We've been talking to Katie Woodard. She's a veterinarian at Iowa State University. Thanks so much for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.